There are few things that Nick Rabinowitz has not done. He has not wrestled a crocodile wuss. He's not tried to swallow a sword double wuss. But most other things he has tried. Surf with sharks, play cricket. This week he takes on another thing he's not done before. He presents Just the Hits on Saturday from 10 a.m. Hello, Nick.
Hello, John.
How are you, Nick?
Surprisingly, actually good.
Why surprisingly so?
I think because I had a nap.
Is this something that is not given to you often, to have a nap?
Well, actually, I'm actually quite religious about having a nap, to be honest with you, because there's a lot of judgment about people taking naps.
I was talking to somebody who started working again for the radio station off and on basis, who was permanently here a few years ago, and she tells me that her daughter, who was then in her sort of late tweenies, used to love laughing at the photographs that she took of me having a power nap under my desk. So
yeah, you see, it's critical. I mean, I don't know why they don't put little nap pods there at Prime Media.
I think so too. Will Mrs. Rabinowitz and Rabinowitz Minors allow you to watch the cricket tonight from 6 p.m.?
Yeah. Actually, my oldest is a cricket fanatic. He will pretty much watch any cricket game. So he's already informed me that there is a match tonight. Despite the Sabbath, we will probably be watching.
Oh, and I'm not sure that you should have shared that with Cape Town.
You said that I hadn't presented the hits before, but that's not correct. I have presented these exact same hits once before.
Okay. Well, all I do is read the bit of paper that's put in front of me, and if the bit of paper that's put in front of me has incorrect information, it's certainly not my fault. It's a bit like Owen Howard not knowing what he was signing.
Thinking you'd Googled Nick Rabinowitz crocodile wrestling.
Before we get on to the music that you're going to be playing on Sunday morning, what's Nick Rabinowitz been up to during lockdown?
Nick Rabinowitz has been presenting comedy online in his pajamas, pajama pants, on many occasions. Nick Rabinowitz has been a stay-at-home father and comedian and everything else. This is the longest period of time I've ever been home. I think I've been away from home one day since February.
And that's good?
I have mixed feelings about it, John. On the whole, it's been great, but I've needed to escape. Actually, my wife and I went away for two nights, and I spoke to the school principal about it because it was midweek. And she said, well, think about it like this. Your kids need a break from you. It's been a very long year for them.
It has indeed. And online comedy, that's worked for you from in sort of putting things in the shopping basket when you go out?
Yes. The fact that you've seen me on the odd occasion at Woolworths and Constantia is largely attributable to that.
And you've spoken to other comedians and other performers of different genres, and some have sort of taken better to the online experience than others, not in the sense of being good or bad or indifferent at it, but in terms of, actually, I get a kick out of this. I know it's different from what I would normally do, but this is interesting. How was your feeling about having to do stuff online?
Yeah, I think I had some trepidation about it in the beginning, but luckily I was eased into it with my very first show was actually for the Garden Synagogue, because they took their whole community online. And but obviously at that point, nobody knew how to mute themselves. So the first 10 minutes was just old Jewish people going, I see Harold, I can hear the rabbi, but can he hear me? And you just get half your content from that alone. Sylvia, how do I turn this on?
and now your comedic colleagues, Mark Lottering's on at the Baxter at the moment for the show. Alan Committee is starting in a week or so at the Theatre on the Bay. Do you have plans to go back into the traditional form of delivering stand-up?
Yeah, I think it's going to take me a little bit longer than the comedians who haven't been homeschooling their children this year. You've mentioned two that don't have any children. And so my excuse is that they've had many more hours to think of the jokes than I have.
Well, you've had more inspiration for your jokes than they have had.
That's correct, John, but I'm not going with that version.
Okay. And music, I mean, how important... I generally can sort of look at somebody or spend some time in conversation with them, and I kind of have a reasonable sense of what sort of music they might like. But with Nick Rabinowitz, I really don't know what you would play if you're in your car and you'd linked up your phone and your music library to your Bluetooth in your car. I've no idea what you would select.
I actually feel quite confused about it as well. I think I'm at the point where I no longer have that much control over the music because the 12-year-old, 11-year-old and the 8-year-old kind of appropriate the phone whenever we're in the car. So it's become about them and their music, and the 4-year-old as well. So it's like Baby Shark mixed with, they've discovered Queen and ABBA and all sorts of other weird things. So I feel like I don't even know, John, what I like anymore. And there's something about being in your 40s that you actually rather listen to a podcast when you're in the car. But the thing with this, the hits, the Cape Talk hits, is I'm not sure if I can let this cat out of the bag, but I didn't have free rein. Let me be honest, I didn't have free rein in choosing this this playlist.
Which is why I turned down the offer. I said, they said, choose some songs that you can be enthusiastic about and relate to your life. And I said, there isn't a single song on this list that I can do that with.
Yeah, but I managed to find a few. And for example, Angie by the Rolling Stones is one that, of course, reminds me a lot of my time with Angela Parr. In the mid-1994, when I used to visit her, run up Weinberg Hill, and eventually our time had to come to an end. Angie, you're beautiful, but it's ain't it time we say goodbye, I think are the words.
Okay. So were you running towards her or running away from her up the Weinberg Hill?
I think it was probably both.
Okay. And... another important song for Mr. Rabinowitz?
Oh, this is one I researched recently, and people won't know this, but I did an online show for a company based in Deep River, and I discovered the history of Deep River goes way back. It was a hunting lodge during the Dutch colonization of the Cape, and then eventually it became a railway station halfway between Cape Town and Simonstown, and then eventually turned into a small village, the mayor of whom was a woman called Elizabeth Ritchie, whose great-great-grandson immigrated to the U.S. and became a very famous singer called Lionel Ritchie. And so his song, Deep River Woman, is one that I find quite lovely.
All right, we've asked you to choose a song because we have a history of saying goodbye to our working week with a song, and you've been granted the privilege of choosing that song. What have you chosen,
yes,
and why?
I've chosen a song for no particular reason other than I wanted to dedicate a song to you, John Mason, because of everything you provide, and we love you, and this song is for you, and I don't expect you to operate consistent with these lyrics. In fact, feel free to be bad, Johnny, if you can't be good.
Nick Rabinowitz, thank you very much. Back on your radio, an hour with Nick Rabinowitz on Sunday morning between 10 and 11.